From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A good sign for the unemployed, businesses were hiring last month at the fastest pace in nearly a year. The Labor Department says 192,000 jobs were added to payrolls. And as NPR's Giles Snyder tells us, the unemployment rate dipped to 8.9%.
The jobless rate had been expected to move up a tick as people who aren't working grow more confident about their prospects and re-enter the labor market. But John Riding, the chief economist at RDQ Economics, says the fact it went down is very much a surprise.
I would have thought that discouraged workers would be coming back into the workplace and looking for jobs, and that would be putting upward pressure on the unemployment rate. But that doesn't seem to be happening, and that's a little bit of a puzzle to us.
The jobless rate has been falling for the past 3 months. It's now the lowest it's been in nearly 2 years. Riding says the February jobs report is another piece of evidence that the labor market is improving. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Well, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is threatening to lay off 1,500 state workers today if at least one Democratic lawmaker does not return to the state capitol to allow a vote affecting union members. Without a Democrat, the Republican majority falls short of the minimum number of senators required to hold a vote. They want to pass a budget-cutting measure that would take away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. The Senate's 14 Democrats left the state to force negotiations. President Obama will be in Miami later today to talk about education. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami that the president will be making a joint appearance with one of Florida's leading Republicans, former Governor Jeb Bush.
Florida's current governor, Republican Rick Scott, is scheduled to meet President Obama when he arrives at Miami's airport, but is not expected to attend the education event. Scott has been one of the president's constant critics, opposing the stimulus package, the new health care law, and turning down more than $2 billion in federal money for high-speed rail. Mr. Obama is visiting Miami Central Senior High School, a school that long had one of the worst academic records in the state, but which in recent years has made a marked improvement. He's there to talk about education reform. He'll be joined by Jeb Bush, the state's former governor, who also has long pushed for changes in the education system. While Bush is popular with Republicans and often mentioned as a future presidential candidate, he has long feuded with the state's teacher unions, who say they'll be out protesting the president's decision to appear with him. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Egypt's incoming prime minister is promising the country's revolutionaries that he will do everything he can to meet their demands. Today, Essam Sharaf told a crowd of thousands, mainly young demonstrators in central Cairo, that he also needs them to allow the country to rebuild. Sharaf replaces Ahmed Shafik, who was named by ousted President Hosni Mubarak. On Wall Street, the Dow is down nearly 100 points to 12,161, NASDAQ off 17 to 2782. This is NPR. More violence is erupting in demonstrations in Tripoli today. Forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi fired tear gas at protesters who've been rallying for weeks to get Gaddafi out of power. The crowd left a mosque after noon prayers and started to march in the capital when militiamen and troops fired. Meanwhile, the exodus from Libya continues, but NPR's David Green, who's reporting from a Tunisian refugee camp, says that while Libyan security gets tighter, there appears to be a massive slowdown in people arriving at the Tunisian border.
The United Nations does confirm that. They say that fewer than 2,000 crossed the border into Tunisia yesterday compared to more than 10,000 in some previous days. The people we've spoken to who have arrived today say it was a harrowing experience going through one border checkpoint after another, Libyan officials demanding that they show them how much money they have, sometimes taking their money and also taking some of their belongings, but not a lot of violence. They say aside from those interactions with border guards, it's a pretty peaceful trip.
NPR's David Green at a refugee camp in Tunisia near the Libyan border. In a second consecutive setback for NASA, a rocket that was carrying an Earth observation satellite failed to launch today from California. The launch director of the Glory satellite, Omar Baez, says the fairing or protective shell on the satellite did not separate and cause the failure.
We didn't see the indication of fairing separation. There was other indications such as performance loss that we saw a little bit later on in flight, but we failed to make orbit.
Today's development further weakens NASA's environmental monitoring program. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.